It is a golden maxim to cultivate the garden for the nose, and the eyes will take care of themselves. Robert Louis Stevenson.
The Ottawa Hills Neighborhood Garden Tour is this Saturday, June 24th. We are in Fred Davison's enchanted garden. What a great place. What makes this garden tour so special?
Well, because it's been going on for 24 years, and it's the neighborhood's way of sharing with the community what people believe in is a wonderful community's neighborhood. And as I said, it's been very vibrant and something that we've all enjoyed.
How many gardens will we see?
I believe there are 17 or 18 this year. Some of them are new, some of them are repeats from last year. We were on it last year. But it varies from year to year. It's been a little unusual this year because we've had a lot of construction in the neighborhood with the new streets and new lighting that was put in.
This place, this space, I should say, is so calm, so soothing. The vegetation is vibrant. There are fountains spread throughout the area. And there's art, this beautiful glass art. Tell us about the sunflowers.
Well, the sunflowers came last year temporarily with the artist, his name is Craig Mitchell Smith from Lansing. And after they were here for about 2 months, my wife said they've got to stay. And so they have been here all year and we purchased them from Craig.
And tell me about the poppies.
Well, the poppies came as well at the same time. They were Craig's poppies that went to Disney World and were at Epcot Center, and then he brought them here to show everyone. Tom Doerr is currently the committee chairman of that tour and has done a fine job for 4 or 5 years now.
The garden tour has a historian. We're gonna catch up with Tom Doerr. This garden tour has come a long way. Take me back.
It started in 1994, and I was just looking at some of our old brochures. And that first one, it wasn't that professionally done. Had a lot of information in it. I think we had 12 gardens on the tour. And it was the first thing that a lot of people saw of the neighborhood when they looked at this brochure. I said, this could be kind of neat. And I was approached a couple years later to be on the tour, and my neighbor was kind of questioning why I was doing it on my side yard. I said, I'm putting in a garden. And she said, great, now I got to look at corn stalks and lima beans or something like that. And then she kind of caught on that there's more to gardening than vegetables. There can actually be beautiful flowers and trees and shrubs. And it's kind of come a long ways, but it's been a transition. I think as people understand gardening, that it's never really finished. The true gardeners, I believe, it's always a work in progress. And so the longer they work at it, the better it gets, but yet there's still something they like to improve. So it's been a good trip for 24 years, and we're gonna keep going.
What do you like about it?
I was a landscape designer for a number of years, and it's the challenge of making something work, like in small spaces. Like Fred and Michelle with this property here, they've done a lot in small areas. And it's always in transition too, because you may plant a tree, but 5 years later, there's a lot more shade because of that tree. So then you adjust things and move things around. So it is continually evolving.
Well, you know, we can explore this space a little further with Fred. Fred, your garden is so well shaded. We have this magnificent silver maple behind us. I don't know how old this tree is.
Well, we've had tree specialists out here looking at it, and we have them out here every 2 years because of the size. They estimate that it's well over 100 years. This was a golf course at one point in time, and the clubhouse was very close to this area. So we have the problem of tremendous shade to deal with. And that's why people come to this garden tour, because they're looking for ideas, both for large spaces and small spaces, and what they can do to improve their life and their yards.
And what you've done, you've set this up in quadrants, right? You have four individual spaces that are so unique in and of themselves.
And that's true. And that's really my wife, Michelle's philosophy. She was an art teacher, and so I'm the hole digger and the plant mover. But it was really her design of this, and it's been over time. Once the kids left and the basketballs went back in the garage, then she could start gardening, and she's done it with a vengeance, and this is what we have.
What do you love about gardening?
It's quiet. I spent an hour out here the other day just picking up after the storms this past weekend, and no news, no sounds. It's just the water running in the ponds and the fountains.
Fred Davison, thank you for having us in. What a pleasure.
It's been a pleasure having you. Thank you very much.
And thanks to Tom Duer. And the Ottawa Hills Neighborhood Garden Tour is this Saturday, June 24th. For Art Unfiltered, I'm Patrick Center.